positivity, love,
forgiveness,
shine,
fly.
Hello, good evening, fly people, good evening. It is your girl, Shay Dawn, the one and only host of Fly Conversations with Shay Dawn. So listen, I am super, super excited tonight, guys. I have an awesome, awesome guest here with us, one of my favorite people in the world. He is like a, well, he is my brother. He's not like a brother. He is my brother, and I'm so super, super proud of him. He is doing, when I tell y'all he is doing the thing, like he's doing the thing right now. And I always told him I got emotional because I always knew he could do it. But y'all, listen, my brother, the writer, director, CEO, and founder that he is, the founder of Passageway Productions. Y'all, please welcome my brother, Nicholas Howard. Nick, say hey to the people.
Well, hello, good people. Greetings and blessings to you. It is an honor to be here. And don't give me all the credit, Shannon, now. I'm not just the founder because I remember you signed all the paperwork. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you started it. It was your vision, and we just helped you with it. That's all it was. So you are the founder. Amen?
Well, amen, baby.
Amen the game. Okay. So listen, man, I'm so, so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You have no idea. Y'all just don't know. Like, we from the day we met, we kind of just the whole family clicked. And we've always had each other's back. Now, like Nick said, yeah, we might have been there at the consumption of Passageway Productions, but it was his vision. It was his vision, and we just helped build the vision so that it could be what it is today. So first things first, I want to first let the people know, what is Passageway Productions?
Well, Passageway Productions is a production company that focuses on good, wholesome entertainment. You know, we're godly based, but we don't limit, you know, artists or individuals that want to act or sing. You know, we're the type of entity that gives people a platform or avenue to display their talent. And that's generally who we are.
Awesome. And when I tell you it is a platform to display talents, because, baby, I drove all the way to Virginia to go see some talent displayed, and they showed us what they had. So trust me, you would definitely be entertained and moved and everything else. So now here's a question, Nick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Passageway Productions, why did you come up with that name? Like, what does that mean?
Because I wanted to give people a clear path, I guess. Passageway is because I know sometimes I don't want to stagnate people, and I don't want to keep them limited, you know, because oftentimes we'll get talent or people that want to go on and move and branch out, and I never want to, you know, hold on to people to where they can't grow or learn or increase. So if you're not with us for the long span, at least the path way that we've affected to you, where we've affected you, has been a positive impact on your life. You know, because we don't come and go. So I said passageway. You know, if they come or if they're just passing us by, I want to have a positive impact on their life.
Hmm. Well, look at Jesus. So. So for you all that didn't get it, let me bring it in a little bit. Simply put, Passageway Productions, if you're trying to get to the next level, then and if say if acting is your next level, singing is your next level, you can get your start right there at Passageway Production, and they open in the path for you to be able to explore and go whichever direction you want to. When they don't hold back, they're not making you sign contracts to stay with them X amount of years and you can't do anything else, but it is a passageway to get you going in the direction you want to go in using the gifts that God gave you. I like it.
Exactly. Our motto is Maze Avenue, New Beginnings. You know, because a lot of people won't take, like, a lot of people interested in acting or singing, but just never got the opportunity or just, you know, afraid. But we teach people and we give them the opportunities to live out their dreams or their questionable desires. The opportunity is afforded to them.
And you know what, I know this was not one of the questions that we previously discussed, but you kind of answered what I was going to ask next, because I was going to say, well, do they have to come to you with experience?
No, not at all. We take all comers. We only ask that you be accountable. You know, that's the biggest drawback in dealing with people is accountability. A lot of times people want to participate, or they think they want to participate, but a lot of times it takes work. So even to me, this is fun. I do this because I really enjoy it. But even though I enjoy it, and I found that people they'll tell you one thing, and they'll show you another. You know, and that's one of the key things that holds us a lot of us back. You know, is we talk a good game, but when it comes to performing and being accountable, we lack in a sense, some of us.
Hashtag amen. Amen. I mean, you got to be accountable to something somewhere. So, hey, anybody looking to get started, as long as you can be accountable, and I threw that one in there. Yes, he didn't say it, but I'm going to throw that in there. Be accountable and consistent.
Responsible. Yes.
Responsible.
Accountable, consistent, responsible, all of that. I love to see people shine. I love to see people display their talent. And I love to be an avenue if I can help in any kind of way. But it's the thing that bothers me is helping people that are ungrateful or helping people that are inconsistent, or you know, or just don't really want. It was a good idea, and they don't want to put in the work, or they don't, you know, want to be held accountable. That's the problem that I face. And I mean, success don't sometimes it isn't given to you. You got to work for that. You know, if you don't put in the work, if you're not prepared, you know, opportunity can knock any time. But if you're not prepared, you're gonna blow an opportunity that could have possibly changed their life or made a difference in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always ready for opportunity. That's a lesson right there. I hope y'all listening and paying attention. He dropping a couple of little lessons, so make sure that you writing them down, you getting them inside. So now here's a question, because I can only imagine, right, production, theater. I mean, we've worked together. You know, I've done a couple, and I know theater can be an absolute headache.
Yes.
What are some obstacles that you've had to overcome in creating Passageway Production?
I would say obstacles, people and money. That one of the biggest obstacles that I thought I would not have to face is people. Because I take pride in myself with people of integrity, people that are accountable people, but I didn't factor the human factor with this people. You know, as much as you can be as careful as you want to be, a lot of times, but people often will let you down, and I'm not saying that you can't trust people, but you have to be very careful about people that you have in your circle, and keep people around you that will encourage you, people that will push you, and people that won't let you settle for mediocrity. And that's what a lot of times keeps me inspired. It keeps me going because I have people in my circle that I'm so awed by. You know, I try not to ever be the smartest person in my circle because then I can't grow, I can't stretch, I can't learn. But when I have a circle of individuals that are positive and that are doing something with their themselves, it forces me to step my game up and raise my standards and you know, put my one foot in front of the other. So, also, just money, you know, as and I hate to throw this stereotypical black excuse, but we as black people have yet be taught the power and the knowledge of money and how to use it and make it for us. It's hard that even as a black business owner, you know, it's not as easy to get loans in certain circumstances, but they do have entities out there that will do that. But just, you know, the consistency with, you know, the money and people coming out to support as black people, we will support somebody that's consistent. We will support somebody that pleases us and does a good job and that produces quality. But if we don't know the person or we don't we haven't heard of them or have any explanations of who they are, we're really skeptical about supporting, especially the arts, you know, because there is a lot out there that there's just there's no substance, it's all entertainment. You don't walk away with nothing but maybe a few chuckles. But those are some of the two hurdles that I find, even in different aspects of business. You're always going to have a hurdle with money, unless you pick some good people that are on your team that are sound and solid with finances and things of that matter. But that and people, those are some of the challenges that are consistent with business in whatever area or aspect that you deal with.
Lord knows that is the truth. And it actually, and it's so good that you even said money, because it even coincides with our show on Define You Radio Tuesday, where we were talking about financial literacy. It's huge. Mm-hmm. We have got to learn how to make the money work for us, not work for money, but make it work for us.
Exactly. We even as I said, in the black community, we're taught to work hard, you know, and it pays off, which it does. But we're not taught the basis of we don't have to work so hard if we're wise and we use our knowledge to make our money work hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught a lot of principle things about investment. And, you know, just the principles about money and make it, you know, basics. And so we start teaching our young ones the importance of not the love of money, but the importance of dealing with money correctly. Because even the Bible says,
having money,
you know, money answers all things.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And as soon as we understand,
I don't want to focus on no money because it's gonna make me sound greedy.
But listen, ain't greedy. It's about understanding who you are and what you deserve. Let's you know, that's the show, but you know we can go there. But we're gonna move on because you don't want to be all the money. But I do want to ask you about this quote. Your own personal. Even when I doubted God, He was the only one I could trust. Come on, preacher, break that down for us.
Because I found I used to, when I was younger, I used to get mad when I used to hear the story about how Moses led the people out of Egypt, and at one point they was upset with Moses and said, "You should have left us over there and get that in the third." And it's just like us as people of God or children of God. Sometimes we're forgetful hearers or we're forgetful witnesses. You know, when God has delivered us from several things in our past, a lot of times we get in another circumstance or situation, and the doubt and the fear or whatever the case may be that keeps us from completely trusting God or keeps us from being afraid. To venture out or just keep us doubtful. That's where I got the praise from, because I was doubting myself, I was doubting God, I was doubting everything. But at the end of the day, everything that I doubted, there was a reason why I doubted it, and it could be doubted, meaning that the only thing that I could trust that held true to be able to be trusted and never failed or never slacked was God. And I got that confused, because I thought that, you know, if it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, or the way I envisioned or pictured it, mm-hmm. you know, it had a negative effect on me, and I was upset with God. But as I sat behind and watched the bigger picture and the scenes unfold, it was generally for my good that it didn't work out the way that I envisioned it. So so that goes back to the statement of doubting everything else, even doubting God, not even knowing that it's okay for me to doubt all the other stuff, but God's going to always work it out for my good.
Mm. Always. Back to what was the book say? Lord, I can't remember the name of the play, but I can remember the song.
Oh, you said
I've learned to trust him when I can't trace him.
Oh yes. That's what family do?
Yes, that was it.
I still got that on video, you know.
I know. I saw it the last time I was there, remember? We had to pull
that
out of the bag. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was a powerful song there. So, now let's move on into this hit stage play that you are traveling the coast with. Let's move on into that. Because let me tell y'all, if you don't know, it has been traveling the East Coast. And you might want to get on board, go see it, see how you can bring it to your city or town. You need to be on board with it. Go check it out. Go to Passageway Productions. Look for the Facebook page so you can follow what's going on. But let's talk about the master's pieces. Nick, come on. Let the people know where this came from.
It came from, thought about it. I was going to use puzzles. You know how God, you know, takes all our life situations and he's just like, you know, he's putting together this big puzzle. Or he gives us all these puzzle pieces, and, you know, we have to put the pieces together and make it, you know, we make it out to this picture, or we make our lives to what they want, you know, we want it to be, essentially. Something really moved me about chess. You know, I was looking, I was, you know, thinking about chess and all the, you know, the things that go into consideration when you play the game of chess. This guy, and I looked up a couple of things, and he had six life lessons that you can learn from chess. And I started reading over the six life lessons, and it was incredible, because it had such an impact to where I could write out this script to mm-hmm. not only move people spiritually or you know, make them laugh, move their mind to back to the platform of trusting God, even in a dead situation. You know, because in a particular happenings in this play, one of the women, she's in hospice care, and hospice care is when the doctors have, you know, they send you home to die. You know, there's nothing that they can do. And,
right.
You know, in hospice care, there is no 911. You know, you've already signed over. You know, you've accepted. You've accepted that you're gonna die, and that there's nothing that the doctors or anybody can do for you. And when that becomes a challenge, and that becomes your reality, and that becomes your fate, how do you feel about God then?
Mm.
You know, And that's why I go back to the life lessons that, you know, chess, you know, they gave me out six of them. I'll go over create opportunities if you don't have one. That's number one. Number two,
slow it down for the people so they can write this down. So say,
slow it down.
Say number one again.
Number one is you create opportunities if you don't have one.
Create if you don't have.
Yep. create an opportunity if you don't have. Sometimes people wait for an opportunity, and that's all fine and dandy. But sometimes the more diligent or the more intuitive people will go out and look for opportunities. You know, it's different between, I ain't going to say being lazy, but I'll say some people are doers and some people are not. You know, just because you're not out looking for an opportunity doesn't make you lazy or any better than anybody else. But some people, like, you know, some people are just more hungry. And another one is see the bigger picture. You know, and in this play, I try to change people's perspectives, you know, from even from how we look at ourselves, how we look at our surroundings and the people we talk to and live with daily, to the way we look at God. You know, if we can evolve and change in that aspect, especially in our mind, we can grow as people and as a society.
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense.
And number three is it's okay to be threatened. You know, in the game of chess, you have an opponent that he's your opponent. So you're gonna at times you're gonna be threatened, and that's okay. You're in the game of life. It's gonna be times in life where it looks grim. You know, it looks bad. You don't see a way, and that's okay, because ultimately you're not in control. But we have a master that is.
Amen.
And what is it? Fourth, you got it's I am my own. You know, people, a lot of times you don't. That goes back to accountability. You know, you're responsible for the life that you have, and your attitude, and your mindset on life and what you want out of life would dictate your actions. If you want a good life or you want something out of life, do something about it, you know. I mean, it's easier said than done, but excuses have become far too much. You know, people are giving way too many excuses for their circumstances and surroundings. I'm not saying that some are valid, but people don't want to do the work. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But it takes a lot of hard work to just live, to get up and go to work today. In the morning sometimes it's hard.
Yes,
but,
God.
I found the key is training your mind. You know, mental health is a very big issue in the community, period. But
yes, it is.
You have to train your mind to think positive and to do good and to think on good things. That doesn't come easy when you're surrounded by hell and high water.
Yes.
You know. All right, and going back down the list, should I slow back down? We got create opportunities if you don't have them. You see the bigger picture. It's okay to be threatened.
Mm-hmm.
And number four is I am my own.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is very important. Failures are your biggest teachers. You know, that's common. You know, where you make mistakes and fail.
You said they're your biggest features?
Teachers,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Because there's one, if you're smart, if you apply what you learn, and when you fail, then you grow that much closer to completing your goal or your dream. Because you
Absolutely.
Found another way that don't work. And so you alleviate all the ways that don't. You fail enough, you'll alleviate all the ways that don't work. You'll come up with a process and a way or a plan that does work. But you got to stick to it and be consistent.
Okay. Mistakes are lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's
the sixth one, the last one is respect your queen, and good things will follow.
Wait a minute, you can't. Now you're just not gonna slide through this one. You're gonna have to dissect that one.
I put that
respect
in there for
my
wife. If I ain't saying anything about a woman, you know she'd be. Nah, she's an absolute godsend. But no, I put that in there because it's important that we as black men get back to the fundamentals of respecting our women. our queens and queens and princesses and just our women, period. And we got to learn to communicate and reconnect with our women, and they in turn have to relearn and reconnect with us, so we can bridge the gap or whatever lies that they've told about us in trying to tell us who we are. You know, So I had to make sure I address that, because it's very important that we take care as men, as kings, that we take care of our women, our mothers and daughters and grandmothers and sisters, you know. It's hard enough trying to stay out of jail or out of a cop car, or out of the grave, or out of the line of a bullet for being black. But I believe in we can grow and overcome a lot of things, but we can't grow as well if we don't connect with each other and relearn each other.
Absolutely. I love it. Love it. Love it. So all of those are aspects of everything that they can find in the master's pieces. I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I love it. So every lesson that they would need all of those lessons are right there for them to show them what's happening.
Yep. And one thing about Chess that I love the way the writer put it, he said, you're never the same person when you're done playing a good game of chess. Because it also depends on your opponent, which most of our opponent is the same one. And just like the master's pieces, you won't be the same, you know, when you leave this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what makes the masterpieces? I mean, the 6 points to me, I can see. But what are like the big reasons that cause this show that you're traveling the East Coast with to be the hit success that it is? It's causing it to be able to go from city to state.
Because I think it deals with a very real fact. You know, we oftentimes, like in plays and things like, I like to teach people unaware, you know, and I find that mm-hmm. you can teach people while you're entertaining them. And that's my goal in this show. And not only just to teach them, but I want you, the way that you talk is you teach yourself, you know. Because I'm pretty sure what I've been told is that you can see yourself in the play, or some aspect or some thought you may have had, or some that will some that you can relate to on a more personal level, and how you deal with it. You'll see the contrast on how the actors and actresses deal with their different scenarios and things that they go through that are very common in life as a whole, And each play or each theme, there's an opportunity for you to grow and learn about yourself, about God, about others, about love, and about life. And I try to stick with a very the truth of in life, you know, not the fairy tale, because there's a lot of entertainment, laughter, love in the truth of life. You don't have to make up a lot of fairy tale, but it's a lot of if you can get the truth and the substance, the substance
right.
is the thing that's important. It's the things that'll help you grow, the things that'll help you want to get up and live the next morning. You know, the things that encourage you, things that inspire you, and that's what makes the master's pieces so different from most plays and theatrical events, because it actually has a lot of substance in it.
That's awesome. I love it. So you can find something. It's not make-believe. It's real. So you can find something that may relate to you or something you've dealt with that allows you to connect. I love it. It's better to me than to be able to sit and find my movie I'm watching or I'm reading or something that I can connect with on a personal level. So that would make sense of what's causing it to be this hit play.
Mm-hmm.
There is one character though, that I'm concerned about. I've seen him on a couple of Facebook Lives. And somebody ain't praying for him. That's all. I'm going to just say that. Somebody is not praying for him.
That's the same thing I said. Somebody needs to. Y'all pray for old kids. Lord. Shannon, when I tell you, I done seen the police more than I like to.
I can imagine. First of all, who exactly is this? Who is he?
Oh, this is the uncle that everybody wants and loves, but enough of them is enough of them.
those family members
you love and you want to be around, but you're glad when they leave?
Yes. Yes, God.
Yes.
I hope you
remember my, oh Lord, I don't know if I can say this and let people hear, but you know my uncle Kid.
Yes.
Now,
I know.
Kevin, I love him. That's my brother. That's, man, I love him to death. But, Lord, sometimes.
Yes, Lord, yes.
You need to go right now. but that's how old is he. He's wisdom. He's a character. He's love and he's wildness. But he's the more human aspect of the play that people find hard to believe, but more so relatable because he's practical. If it don't make sense, it don't make sense.
Mm.
You know, and he's one of those type of people that'll tell you how it is. He said he was gonna be here, and I thought he would have been here sooner, but you know, he on CP time. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
man,
Rick,
I'm sure.
You can't tell nobody with money in that.
He got his cup in his hand. Something he ain't doing that. Something he doing that he probably shouldn't be doing. Instead of being here when he should be tonight.
Shannon, I took him to the church, and Lord, they was playing Melodies from Heaven, Rain Down on Me. Don't you know this joker started throwing ones in the choir saying? I said, Lord.
Wait a minute.
There you go, Shannon.
Lord, I'm scared because I don't know what Otis going to say. Because I really don't know what Otis going to say.
If y'all got like a button that you can immediately cut everything off.
I don't. Listen, audience.
Lord Jesus.
Listen, I'm trying to warn the audience. If they have children, please send them away. Because I guarantee he's not going to say something right. I guarantee it. There's no
button. I can do right. I took my medicine and everything.
Hey, oldest baby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who is this on the phone I'm talking to? I can't see you, baby.
This is Shannon.
Shannon, hey, baby.
Hey. Yeah, I'm married, baby. I'm married. Good and married. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got something to make you cheat.
Oh, I don't want to cheat, Otis. I don't want to cheat. Hey, but I wanted to talk to you, though. How are you coming along with the play? Because, I mean, I hear you're a hit.
I mean, baby, anything I'm going to be a part of, I'm going to do it like I do it. But I got to – here, I'm a hit. You gonna really miss it when I'm gone, cause Nick ain't paying me enough. I done told him. Look at him over there looking at me, shaking his head. You know it's the truth. You cheat. Anything else you want to ask me, baby? I'm here all night. Talk to me.
Listen. So tell me what exactly is it that your what's your part in any play that you do? Like what is it you do? Do you have a script written or you just come in and say and do what you want?
You ever had a laundry day? When you was out of drawers, that's how
no,
I
sir.
Do when I come to the stage, baby. I just freestyle.
Lord Jesus, Lord. Now, Otis, I'm
trying to give me lines. They know I can't remember no lines. Hell, I smoke weed. I got glaucoma. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna remember some lines. I can't remember where I left my keys.
Well, have you ever tried to be healed from the glaucoma so you don't have to smoke the weed?
Look, I tried that before, and I said, if God want me to stop smoking, he's going to have to take it from me. Other than that, I'm going to be smoking till Jesus come back.
Not till Jesus come back. Otis, you are a trip. I saw you out there in Danville. I saw you out there. I guess the people really enjoyed it. How did that go? Did you find a side piece out there?
Yes, baby. I had a good time. And then let me tell you about the white folks out there. Hey, white people in Danville, how y'all doing if y'all listening? The white folk were real nice. I was a little worried. I saw that big Confederate flag as soon as I got in town. I said, I don't know if we should be here.
I understand.
They was real nice, and we had a good time.
Oh, girl, look at you.
Got some of the best. I ain't even need no glasses or medicine or nothing. They got this stuff up there. Child, I'm going to get me a prescription up there.
You going to get you a what?
I'm going to get me a prescription.
A prescription?
Yeah, that way you can cook it and smoke it, a prescription.
Lord have mercy. I am Otis. Do you hear me? What is it? I don't even want to know what you're cooking. I don't want to know.
Well, it ain't nothing you can eat. Most of my cooking, I burn most of my cooking.
Lord have mercy. Well, Otis, I'm so glad you was able to stop by tonight. I so appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot going on.
Oh, no. I know I ain't drove all the way over here for no 4 or 5 minutes. You going to talk to me. I'm here now, baby. Don't try to get rid of me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to get rid of you. I just didn't want to hold you up because I know Nick said you had came into a lot of money. And so I know people come into a lot of money. They don't have time for this.
Oh, I got time. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be late for work. I don't think so. Matter of fact, I do need to roll up, so I'm going to take a small pause for the calls. Oh, get your little thing. Talk to the girl. Come
on.
Lord, have mercy. Listen, I don't know what you're going
to
do with him.
No, we don't need to be back. We don't need to be back. I'm going to be back anyway. We don't need to be back. I don't know. See? Can't nobody help him but Skittles. Skittles the only one that got control on him.
Well, I need Skittles to do something with him, please. Somebody, he is a mess. But I appreciate him coming through. So, here's where we are. So, tell the people, Nick. Tell the people, where will the Master's Pieces be at next?
Well, next, we're doing the show this weekend. If you're in Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Suffolk, all the surrounding areas, man, come out to ODU Theater. We got a show Saturday and Sunday. Doors open at 5. Show begins at 6, and we do start at 6. And it's a soul-stirring, moving, phenomenal, side-splitting play. I promise you. We also the next show is gonna. We also coming down to Jacksonville, Florida. Duval. January the 12th, and then we're going to hit my hometown, Decatur, the deck, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, Georgia, February the 2nd, the Super Bowl weekend. So we're going to have a play and entertain and minister on Super Bowl Saturday and on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to watch the I don't know who's going to the Super Bowl. We're just going to watch the Super Bowl and enjoy. I know my family. I just got depressed.
It just got real sad, huh? So
yes,
where can people
can go online and purchase tickets. We on Eventbrite, but you can go online to www.passagewayproductions.com and purchase tickets. Please go purchase tickets and support. You won't be disappointed. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It is so different from what you're used to, but so much substance and quality. I promise you that you will get your money's worth.
Awesome. Now, for somebody that may be in, you know, in a city or state that you haven't gotten to, how can they get you and your team, the Master's Pieces, to their city?
They can reach out. They can contact us. They can contact me personally at Nicholas NICLOUS@passagewayproductions.com. Or they can go on the website, www.passageway.com, and we got a contact information. All our contact information is on there. You can hit the contact button, send us an email, and we'll respond rapidly. We do good business. We do try to stay above standards. But, yes, please, by all means, we're trying to keep it on the East Coast right now, but we're willing to travel. Reach out and contact. We got a little tour days right now, but definitely we'll try to fit anybody that's interested. We're trying to spread this quality theater and good business. I'm flabbergasted at the crew I got. These guys are truly amazing, and they've blown me away. So I just want to share it with the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now listen, I know he just gave you his email address. You can also get tickets where you can contact. If you're not following the show on Facebook, please go follow Fly Conversations with Shay Don on Facebook, and all of his information that he just provided, I am going to post there. So all of that information will be there, how you can get in touch with them, how you can purchase the tickets, how you can find out how to get them to your city. All that information will be for you. So go follow Fly Conversations with Shay Don on Facebook. All the information will be there. So, one more question here. What's next for PWP? To let us know what's coming down the. Which way are you rolling with PWP?
But now, see, they told me that you never know what you let your right hand know what your left one doing. So now we got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe, man. I'm really intrigued about the one that I'm getting ready to do. Do Healed Broken, and that there's a lot of healing in that one for people in general. But it was a little bit difficult for me to write because unbeknownst to me, I was broken, and sometimes we get broken over time to the point where it's so gradually and so slow that we don't even realize the areas that we are broken in because they've been broken so long. So, and we tend to heal. We think we are all right, but we really not. And that's what I'm working on currently finishing up. It was really painful because it was so personal, but I believe it holds a lot of healing for a lot of people because we all been there to a point where we said, I ain't gonna trust nobody no more. You know, we grew to that point. You know, from whether it stemmed from being lied to as children by the people that promised to love and protect us. You know, our parents, they tell us the first lies. Sometimes some of them, you know, that a Santa Claus, you know, prime
right.
example. You know, and gradually. We get told enough lies, you know, somewhere down the line we develop, but we can't trust nobody. We don't believe what nobody say because we've been lied to enough. So,
I mean,
it's different, you know, different scenarios, different things, you know, that affect us to where, you know, our heart's been broken in different areas and we've adjusted to how we deal with people and how, you know, and a lot of times it's very dysfunctional because you're trying to protect yourself. So, I mean, it deals with a lot, but that's what we're working on. We're going to do a tour with Heal Broken. I'm doing the book, How You Do Love. And we're going to do an encore show on How You Do Love again because we got our rave reviews on that. But I want to take that to another few more cities. And we got a couple other projects. I don't want to give out too much right now, but another show I'm kind of excited about is our Satan's Forgiveness. You know, they talk about how you know God wants us to forgive and love each other, but when Satan did him wrong, he put Satan right out of here. You know, it just messes with your mind. It's just thought provoking
right.
ideas to challenge those basic thoughts or basic teachings, in which many cases we've been educated or we've been taught wrong. But we want to put a why behind the what, you know. Why you know what you know, how you know what you know, and make you solid and sure that you know what you know.
Absolutely.
Because that's the devil's main agenda is to attack he'll attack what you think you know about God. And if you're not sure of his word and what you know about him, then you're in a bad place.
Be sure on what you know about God. I know that's right. So, Nick, it has been awesome. Absolutely wonderful.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
I am so, so proud of you. Like I said earlier, for the that Mike's coming late, me and Nick have known each other for, oh my God, I don't even know how many years. And there at the beginning with him, me and my family, and we just, you know, we were there to help him. It was his vision, and he's always had the same vision to give the people a piece of God through the stage. And he's always done it. But I can tell y'all from a fact that there were people come to the stage crying for prayer, people that would come seeking God after watching one of his plays. So when I tell you I'm looking forward to him hitting Jacksonville, so y'all make sure y'all show up for my boy. Now, he was down here for all these years. Don't act like you don't know him, because y'all know him. Okay. Show up for him. Show up. Come and absolutely be blessed. Come be blessed. All the information is posted to the Facebook page as well as my personal Facebook. Check it out. Be there. I'm so proud. So, 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 so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. And I can't wait to see it. Nick, you much as always. And hey, keep doing it, baby. God got you. Always has and always will. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. And then you as well. I'm so proud of you. You already know we talk. And I love you. I thank you for the shout out. I thank you for the opportunity. And you, my sister, keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're gonna do this thing. We're gonna do this. You know, we always say to each other, we're gonna keep that between us. But we gonna, you know what we say. We're gonna be at the top together.
You already know.
So with that, y'all, we thank y'all so much for joining, for listening, for participating. Spread the word, share the post, get out and support. It is going to be awesome. If it's not in your area, I posted all the information he provided. Go look for it. See how you can get them to come there, especially if you know there is a need for people to see God in that light. And they are an awesome team, bring powerhouse team. So with that, I love, love, love each and every one of y'all to life. And until next time, hey, y'all keep your head up and stay fly. Love you. Mean it. Later.
Riveting. Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Dawn.
Fly.
Fly.
Fly. Fly.